Inverted triangle seeking 180 degrees of separation. By End Politicians, February 1, 2024. Blog, Money, Politics, Scum of the Earth, Shock Gobbles, Skulking in the Shadows, Slop Trough, Truth Be Told, Writing. Dripping Wet. Our Supposed Universe. A massive vacuous expanse of orbital amazement harboring countless observational discoveries yet to be made, while freely showcasing known matters in need of further exploration leading to advancing consequential revision of an alternate reality changement. Yet, most intriguing and captivating and noodle-scratching confoundment are those hard-target questions of universal world-building amazement, inclusive of deep-seated hidden constructs just floating in the ether, which, for every reason, have yet to materialize in the soul psyche so as to give the pondering ponderance and donative fashion to successive generational mind-tossing for creatively constructive absorption leading to a further layer detailing ultimately recorded of the necessary compilation of human history. Well, readers, consider yourselves to be inquisitively blessed, because CR, EventPoliticians.com has most assuredly conjured up one of those once-in-a-lifetime questions of which has seemingly never to have been asked before, of such an intense densification of crushing massive foundational inclusion, therefore subsequently altering the effects of gravity upon the human race in entirety. And that question is, what happens when the gravy train and the gravy boat collide? This could get messy, in a lumpy gravy type of way. Really? Deeper than one might think. Bottomless filth perhaps. Oh my, the perversity of it all. Catatonic buffoons destroying countries, there is no free range. Make it a force-fed extravaganza. Closed off. Walled in. Gobble gobble, for a consumptive nature. Yes, how high? Not very, a topsy-turvy center of gravity. A bird of their feather, flocked together. Handpicked, not henpecked. Certainly a big-breasted masterpiece. Waddle waddle. Well done, as in thoroughly cooked. He has been basted to their heart's content in greasy drippings. A real bird brain indeed. Goes along with all their fixings, on a platter. Heaping helpings served up for your consumption, the swallowing of you that is. From the Flightless Academic Aviary Association. Just a big turkey of their farming. Serving the main course of your captivity. Now for the best part, that savory innards stuffing. Ah, dessert. Call it his wishbone come true. That's right, the rumor mill from the flour mill, it's that they caught him butterballs deep in the Pillsbury Doughboy's crusty buns of hot pocket delight. The giveaway of his takeaway was a massive yeast infection. Apparently those Keebler elves have unverified video footage. Central bank digital currencies, of course, what else? And who else but that butterball turkey, Augustin Carstens, the morbidly obese puppet of reinforced strings and general manager of the Bank for International Settlements. Yes, the BIS, the central bank of central banks, that guiding light into the current trajectory of the total darkness currently being programmed via their hasty and ominously named hackathons taking place in order to fully implement the digital slavery currency system. Truly, there is nothing scarier than a centrally planned globalist authority masterminding and implementing a framework to trap the entirety of humanity within a digital monetary prison. Except of course said globalist monetary authority reeking of desperation in order to get their fat, overbearing foot in the back door so as to compete with the full-fledged Bitcoin graft and other token tactics of which sure seems to have been laid so as to normalize in the public's unthinking minds into baited entrapment. For society's benefit of course, like, say, being forced to doggy paddle with one's arms tied behind one's back. Kicking and screaming. Those wacky globalist poisoned pills. EndPoliticians.com has written about CBDCs in the past, inclusive of the Bank of Canada's nearly fully operational CBDC being ready to be forcefully foisted upon the public under globalist liar Tiff Macklem, governor of the Bank of Canada. Well, like an overdose of tryptophan, that video consisting of such a lowly monotone-infused portly turkey probably made one sleepy. where certainly it should have made one want to voluntarily purge globalist government's newfound slave system of liberty and privacy eradication being brought online with the introduction of CBDCs. Clearly, CBDCs are an act of desperation by the institutional globalist class currently in control of supposed sovereign nations, in a bid to digitally track and trace everything that a populace does, or more specifically will be allowed to do once digital IDs, social credit scores, and CBDCs are rolled into a package deal incapable of being sidestepped. In a sense, they are a trap. No hoop jumping. No access to anything in the digital control system. No doubt the wholesale introduction of CBDCs, where 130 countries are exploring the use of CBDCs, and not surprising, 19 of the G20 countries are in advanced stages of CBDC development is a ploy to take away the little privacy, therefore freedom that people actually have left. Anyone capable of independent thought must plainly recognize that CBDCs are the stepping stone to eliminate cash and the privacy and liberty that cash brings to the importance of freedom. Surely a basic human right, no? Bait and switch is a long and short-term plan with CBDCs, as once they are in place there is certainly nothing stopping governments from eliminating all larger denominations of currency bills, or all bills in totality. Leaving the populace with strictly spare change to live out government freedom, if government would be so benevolent in allowing coins to even exist. As, on January 1, 2021, Klaus Schwab puppet Justin Trudeau made it law for the Government of Canada to remove legal tender status from any currency bills they so choose, and for whatever reason they irrationally rationalize. Where in a bid of non-existent confidence, here is the Canadian government's own wording, government has indicated there are currently no plans to remove legal tender status from any other banknotes. Once again, as they see fit, whenever they see fit. There is globalist democracy for everyone, the right to vote for beholden pathological liars, but absolutely no say in the determination of one's own privacy, freedom, well-being, fundamental human right, logical course, or any other matter of importance in one's own life and a navigable society in general. Why will not one politician other than Donald Trump pledge to prevent the elimination of cash from society? More from that pudgy, gravy-bonging turkey with King Charles III-like sausage fingers, Augustin Carstens, ladling out some not-so-lubricating lumpy gravy fabrications for justifications of the coming CBDCs. In a recent speech, Augustin shock gobbles the globalist echo chamber. Augustin claims, users are increasingly demanding new forms of money. People want their money to be digital and programmable. Makes one wonder who these users and people are? I am guessing that the general populace is not writing the Bank for International Settlements, or their federal governments for that matter, and begging for a 100% trackable, traceable, privacy and liberty-robbing form of money. No, something tells me those users and people are globalist people using compromised governments to enact a fully functional digital control apparatus. And when Augustin claims users are demanding new forms of money, it appears to me that he has been spending much of his time experimenting with edible forms of money. Ah, linguistics, used to violate the masses in globalist trickery. Augustin goes on to state, and it has huge potential to make payments faster, cheaper and easier, particularly across borders. There he goes with potential. Potential seems to be the word used to describe something of which is already destined to failure of the action to be thought possible. In reality, potential is just empty promises and the reassurance of lying to oneself and others. Anyone who thinks that the government is going to outperform the private sector when it comes to expedience must have been born last night. Nowadays, smaller payments are damn near instantaneous without the disadvantage of using a privacy-thieving central bank digital currency. My experience of e-transfers, PayPal, and credit cards decisively sure seem to emit such an observation. And when government is casting the dragnet on commercial financial institutions regarding larger transfers of money, Is one really dumb enough to think that a government-controlled currency is not going to be held to greater scrutiny? Especially if it is programmable and the blockchain ledger is deemed suspicious by the Government Monetary Truth Ministry. Serfs, governments love them. Heaven knows, in a feudal system copy and paste, government's ultimate existence is to get as many dependents as possible under their clipped wing so as to not only have them hooked, suckling on perverted governmental cloacal drippings from hatchling to terminal cooking, but to wield them against those who choose to use the basic God-given right of satisfyingly exercising the uplifting and moral action of acting out the universal will to become. That universal will to become, it can power more than spaceships, you know. Even more scary than the programmability, therefore ultimate determinant of spending allowability and locale of the CBDCs, is what sure seems to be the end game of the globalist sovereignty saboteur's ultimate goal of even further infecting and completely hijacking the current commercial banking system, in turn forcing every unit of currency issued by a commercial bank to in fact be a central bank digital currency unit of account, in which case there will not be a single unit of currency in existence of which will be monitored, scrutinized, itemized, and subject to government meddling at any point in time, in which case, bank account automatically frozen. Remember, everything but possibly coins have been deemed by the Government Monetary Truth Ministry to be money laundering and inciting criminal shenanigans, and as such have been eliminated from being legal tender. That globalist gravy gulper's own globalist echoed words clearly spell it out. The resulting system would likely resemble today's two-tier banking system, with central banks providing the foundational layer and private entities providing the customer-facing services. A unified ledger, as proposed in our recent annual economic report, would help to seamlessly integrate the various layers of the digital monetary system. In time, it could even be extended to allow for simultaneous and instantaneous settlement in central bank money across asset classes. Need one remind anybody that everything that is programmable is indeed hackable? CBDCs will be no different. Hackathons galore. The above video is a clear example for all to see of the globalist mental illness that has not so deceptively snuggled to, bitten, infected, permeated, then transmogrified into such governmental putrid necrosis on display, wherein such metastasized filth is plainly the subsequent official marker of the end of what were, many years in the past, geographical locations almost being somewhat believable as to being actually considered as sovereign nations. Though, like a salad at Augustine Karsten's seeming acceptable daily meals, such a healthy concept is nowhere in sight, let alone in the thoughts of an objective analysis brought forth in order to survive well into the future. Dead on arrival. Augustine Karstens is but a defunct personality and globalist shill riding the me gravy train, all the while reading the hideously constructed script somehow passing as a reality in supposed sovereign legislative assemblies the world over. Ditto for pretty much the entirety of every federal politician of the West, century past, right to this very treasonous day. They may have a name, a pulse, and a vocabulary, but in no way, as that of a crack whore, do they have an inkling of decency or dignity. To say that these people are leading us down a path to inescapable despair is a true falsehood. We are already there. Dead on arrival. Choked to death on their lumpy gravy. God reincarnation? CR.